Episode 3317, Hope for Your Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to your weekend. How's the weather treating you, by the way? Well, I am finally home, and it feels good, you know, just to be back home. Have you ever just felt that? It's like, oh, well, your refreshment today is all about your marriage. It's hope for your marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, it's really interesting how we tend to gravitate towards things that make us feel good. But then what happens when we're gravitating to things that make us feel bad? Or it's just not right. We're unsettled. Because in the hustle and bustle of life, because it happens, it's not just on the holidays, but it's every day, right? It's called busyness. Well, it's easy for the flames of love and marriage to flicker and dim. The once vibrant connection can feel muted. The colors, well, they tend to go a little faded. But there is always hope for your marriage, no matter how distant it may seem. And it's amazing how a couple so in love can end up here where all seems lost. Out of nowhere, it's like the marriage is on strike. It's like, that's it, I'm done. I don't want to put any more effort into this. There's no synergy. And the love account, well, it seems to be lacking. It's like negative. How can a marriage get to this point? Maybe you're there. Maybe you're halfway there. Maybe you're like, I don't even know how to measure it, Christiane. But for the most part, it's a product of busyness. You think or you assume you're connected or in sync only to discover you're in different pages and in different seasons. It's no wonder the drift is real. Think about that for a minute. Where are you in your marriage? Because it's very interesting. When I talk to couples, I'll ask one spouse the same question. I'll ask the other spouse the same question. And I will get two totally opposite answers. Because they're not talking to each other. There's no form of communication. They think they're on the same page, but they really aren't. They're in a totally different season. But you don't have to live a marriage that seems to be put on hold or non-existent. It's time to reignite the spark. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reignite the spark. And the key to that lies internally with intentional actions. Think about this. What would it be like to live a life without hope? How would you feel? Maybe some would say, would you even feel? You've got to look inward. What's happening internally with intentional actions? And then you've got to take that breath and breathe new life into your marriage, which means you got to work at it. You've got to be one who says, I'm going to make my spouse number one in my life. And I get it. You may have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 kids. You could have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 animals, whatever it is. But your spouse better be top priority. And in my opinion, it's God and then your spouse. I mean, that's just what it is. But a lot of times, we just don't want to go there. And I don't think we even think about it as being a question as to why. We just don't ever go there. We just think that the problems are going to fix themselves. Oh, or they may just fade away. They'll go in their own little corner. They'll hide like a dust bunny does. And we just don't have to worry about them. But what happens when those dust bunnies become mounds and then mountains? What happens when all of a sudden something said or something shared and all the dust bunnies that you've been just kind of let and collect over the years. It's a straw that broke the camel's back. And you are like a firecracker. And you just shoot it off to the moon. And then you wonder why you don't have a marriage. Because quite frankly, it's easier just to let our marriage fail. I know that's probably comes to a surprise to you, but it is. Let's just live the simple life and just let our marriage fail. Who needs to work? We just want to drive through and order this perfect spouse and just make sure everything's going to happen right. There are too many moving parts in life to have a life that's perfect. You won't get that, my friend, till the other side. So at some point, you have to get real and raw with yourself. Reignite the spark. And that spark lies internally with intentional action. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, communicate in love. Don't just have conversation, but have conversation in love. Often the root of marital discord, right, stems from a lack of open and honest communication out of love. That honesty can't be, I'm going to be a jerk and just tell you how I think about you. I'm going to be real and blunt. You can be real, but soften the edges. You don't have to sit there and hit him, you know, just straight on. Right? You can soften the edges. Take the time to sit down with your partner and truly listen to their thoughts, their feelings. Validate their emotions. And also share your own in a safe, non-judgmental space. As Maya Angelou wisely said, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. How do you make your spouse feel? Are you kind? I didn't say you got to be nice. I said, are you kind? There's a difference. Do you communicate in love or is it out of spite? I find it hard to believe that most of us treat our spouses better than we treat a stranger or even our colleagues, which is really sad. But we put on that facade every single day. And we're all sweet, we're all kind. But man, we come home and we just let the lion roar. How unfair is that? Now I get and understand, okay, well, it's a safe place at home, so I should be able to be my real self. Well, my friend, you need to be your real self all the time across the board. Yes, you have to watch what you say because you don't share everything with everybody. But that doesn't mean that you lack the realness and the person you're becoming. So how do you make your spouse feel? Do they feel loved? Or do they feel judged? Do they feel anxious around you or calm? Do you bring a sense of confidence? Do you edify your spouse? Meaning, do you build them up? Communicate in love. Stop taking the sledgehammer to your spouse. We do it all the time. I'm guilty. Not as much now, I'll be honest, because I've worked really hard on this. I've worked really hard. I've put in the time. And so now it has become truly who I am and how I communicate. And it shows. You can ask my husband. He'll tell you there's been a change. There's been a shift. But I worked at it. And it wasn't like I was a bad person before. It's just that I'm a much better person now. So what can you do to communicate in love? What can you do to show your spouse, I really do care about who you are and what's going on in your world? Number two, spend time together. How much time do you spend together? Like, that would be a great equation to figure out. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How many hours do you spend together? Or wait, how many minutes do you spend together? For some, and I'm talking about waking minutes. Let me clarify that. Not sleeping. Actual waking minutes. So let's say you go to bed at 10, but you really don't fall asleep till 11. So that would be an hour. Okay? That's how I would define that. So what is that time? What does it look like? Because in the midst of your hectic schedule, carving out quality time for your spouse is essential, right? Whether it's a weekly date night, a getaway, maybe simply unplugging from technology to connect on a deeper level, investing in shared experiences, all of that can reignite the passion and intimacy in your marriage. Author Miglin McLaughlin once said, "A successful marriage requires falling in love many times, always with the same person." Most of the time, we're spending with other people. People who take care of our kids and their activities. Going out with our girlfriends to have a drink at a coffee shop. Going to a movie with our friends. What happened to spending time together as a couple? The two of you. How many minutes are you really spending together? I know that equation hasn't been solved in your world because you know what? We don't stop long enough to figure it out. So what's that sum? What does that look like? Add it up, and actually, you might be subtracting. Look at what days you are together more often. And I would challenge you, just look over the last 6 days. Starting from Sunday, don't make it up. Don't try to figure out, oh, I think we did this. Mm-mm. Don't make it glory time. Make it honest time. Meaning, look at it for what it is as a fact. Don't attach your feelings. Because you want this to be eye-opening. You can't make changes if you don't know what's happening right now. Look at it head on. How much time are you truly spending together? And finally, number three, this is going to challenge you. I know it is. You got to look at you. Sometimes enhancing your marriage begins with working on you. Oh, wait, not sometimes. All times. So take that time to reflect on your own behaviors, your attitudes, how you communicate in love, with unconditional love, no judgment. Strive towards personal growth through self-improvement practices, right? Like mindfulness. Are you caring for who you are? Are you caring for your mind, body, and spirit? That means some self-care. Are you looking at what you eat? Are you exercising? Maybe you need to look at individual therapy or counseling or coaching. Psychologist Carl Jung once said, "Your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside? Dreams. Who looks inside? Awakes." Where are you looking? Are you looking only at what you want to see? Remember, detach yourself from this and look at it from a factual perspective. That's the only way you're going to be able to make some changes. That's where you're going to find hope in your marriage, is when you begin to be honest, first with yourself and then with your spouse. Look inside. It's time to awaken who you are and who you are becoming. Remember, hope is not lost in a struggling marriage. A lot of people think, "Christiana, we've been going through this for years." I've got a friend who's been going through it for decades. And there's still hope. There's still hope in her struggling marriage. And no, she's not going to accomplish it by herself. But she has to start with herself. And then God can work on her spouse, and then they can come together. And when you make a pact with yourself saying, "You know what? I've got to be proactive here. I don't want to just sit back. I want to fall in love all over again." Yeah, with the person you're sleeping to, right with right now. Yeah, that's who you want to fall in love with all over again. So nurture your connection. Practice empathy. Connect on a deeper level. Understand where they're coming from. Ask questions. And when you do all that, you get to breathe new life into your marriage. And you can create your now. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.